九，奉贤区2015年第一学期高三英语模拟练习。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. I'm going to arrange a wedding party for my son Bill.
I hope you will invite Sally, Susan, Jerry and Kathy.
Question: Who is the party going to be intended for? Two. This place is so crowded. How long do you think I have to wait?
Sir, there will be a table available in 10 minutes.
Question: Where does this conversation probably take place? Three. Shelley, are you going straight home after work today?
No, I have a class until 6 p.m. and after that, I'm going to spend a couple of hours at the library before going home.
Question: What's Shelley going to do first before going home?
Four. I'm sorry I caused your brother so much trouble.
Don't worry about it. He is the sort of man who is never happy unless he has something to complain about.
Question: What did the man say of his brother?
Five. Which colour do you think is good for our house, white or blue?
Why not paint it yellow for a change?
Question: What does the woman mean? Six. Liz took a taxi to her office today.
Yes, her friend Ted usually drives her to the office, but he is now out of town on business.
Question: What did we learn from the conversation?
Seven. Tom, do you have any idea where Sally is?
Yes, I saw her in the business office. She was applying for a student loan.
Question: What was Sally doing?
Eight. Sorry to interrupt, but I'd like to send this package by special delivery.
That'll be $2.50 for the postage and 50 cents for the insurance.
Question: How much will the man pay?
Nine. Tom and I have decided to go camping this weekend.
Why don't you give it a second thought?
Question: What do we learn from the conversation? Ten. Do you like your new room?
It's nice to have enough space for all my things, so I'm glad I moved. But I miss my friends and neighbours and that beautiful view.
Question: How does the man's new room compare with the room he had before? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Great changes have been made in family life because of science and industry. In the past, when more Americans lived on farms, the typical family had many children. In a farm family, parents and their children often lived with grandparents. Often, too, uncles and aunts lived nearby. But when industry became more important than agriculture in American life, families became smaller because industry requires workers who are ready and able to move off the land and to move again whenever necessary. And large families cannot be moved from place to place as smaller families can. So at present people tend to have smaller families. In the future, because of industrialisation, a typical family will be required to move even more often than now, so families will be even smaller. The typical family may remain childless and consist only of a man and a woman. A small number of families may take raising children as their chief work. At the same time, they may also raise other people's children, leaving those families free to move from job to job.
Now listen again, please.
Great changes have been made in family life because of science and industry. In the past, when more Americans lived on farms, the typical family had many children. In a farm family, parents and their children often lived with grandparents. Often, too, uncles and aunts lived nearby. But when industry became more important than agriculture in American life, families became smaller because industry requires workers who are ready and able to move off the land and to move again whenever necessary. And large families cannot be moved from place to place as smaller families can. So at present people tend to have smaller families. In the future, because of industrialisation, a typical family will be required to move even more often than now, so families will be even smaller. The typical family may remain childless and consist only of a man and a woman. A small number of families may take raising children as their chief work. At the same time, they may also raise other people's children, leaving those families free to move from job to job.
Questions. 11. Which of the topics is discussed in the passage?
According to the writer, what is one of the reasons that families are getting smaller in America?
Who will take raising children as their chief work?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Now that you've listened to me talk about all the rewarding aspects of competitive swimming, I'd like to talk to you about some of the sacrifices necessary to become a devoted swimmer. Competitive swimming is one of the most demanding of all sports. Since all of you today are interested in joining the swim team, you might be wondering where your training here can lead. That's a good question, and not a very easy one to answer. In fact, many people will drop out of the sport after joining the team. There are probably two major reasons for this. The first is financial. Unlike runners, tennis players, or golfers, swimmers cannot make much money in their sport. Swimmers compete for the pleasure and the glory of winning, not for the monetary reward. The athletic scholarships the college award to the top swimmer are probably the highest financial rewards the swimmers receive for their swimming abilities. The second reason is a physical one. Most top competitive swimmers undergo painful training for hours a day, 11 months out of the year. Swimmers pay a heavy price in developing the physical and mental discipline necessary for swimming excellence. For most swimmers, this type of schedule is too demanding in terms of time and too exhausting in terms of physical energy. So, knowing all of this, if you are still enthusiastic about competitive swimming, I'd like to hand out this schedule of tryouts.
Now listen again, please.
Now that you've listened to me talk about all the rewarding aspects of competitive swimming, I'd like to talk to you about some of the sacrifices necessary to become a devoted swimmer. Competitive swimming is one of the most demanding of all sports. Since all of you today are interested in joining the swim team, you might be wondering where your training here can lead. That's a good question, and not a very easy one to answer. In fact, many people will drop out of the sport after joining the team. There are probably two major reasons for this. The first is financial. Unlike runners, tennis players, or golfers, swimmers cannot make much money in their sport. Swimmers compete for the pleasure and the glory of winning, not for the monetary reward. The athletic scholarships the college award to the top swimmer are probably the highest financial rewards the swimmers receive for their swimming abilities. The second reason is a physical one. Most top competitive swimmers undergo painful training for hours a day, 11 months out of the year. Swimmers pay a heavy price in developing the physical and mental discipline necessary for swimming excellence. For most swimmers, this type of schedule is too demanding in terms of time and too exhausting in terms of physical energy. So, knowing all of this, if you are still enthusiastic about competitive swimming, I'd like to hand out this schedule of tryouts.
Questions. 14. What is the purpose of this talk?
Fifteen. What group is the speaker addressing?
16. What does the speaker say about competitive swimming?
17. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Hello, how is everything with you?
I'm fine, but actually I'm feeling a little tired these days.
It's because you don't get much exercise.
I work so hard that I do not have the energy to exercise.
That is just an excuse. You can always find some time to exercise.
But I work all the time for long hours. Often I have no time for lunch. Yet I'm still getting fatter.
You know that work is not the same as exercise, as it is stressful but not relaxing. And skipping meals will not help you lose weight. In fact, your body will only store fat if you miss meals.
I know you are right, but what can I do?
How about going for a walk instead of sitting on the sofa reading newspapers after dinner every night?
But I will miss the news. It's important in my business to keep up with the events in China.
I know. Have you got a portable radio? You can listen to the news and get healthy at the same time.
That's a good idea.
Now listen again, please. Hello, how is everything with you?
I'm fine, but actually I'm feeling a little tired these days.
It's because you don't get much exercise.
I work so hard that I do not have the energy to exercise.
That is just an excuse. You can always find some time to exercise.
But I work all the time for long hours. Often I have no time for lunch. Yet I'm still getting fatter.
You know that work is not the same as exercise, as it is stressful but not relaxing. And skipping meals will not help you lose weight. In fact, your body will only store fat if you miss meals.
I know you are right, but what can I do?
How about going for a walk instead of sitting on the sofa reading newspapers after dinner every night?
But I will miss the news. It's important in my business to keep up with the events in China.
I know. Have you got a portable radio? You can listen to the news and get healthy at the same time.
That's a good idea.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
Hi, Mr. Li Yanping. Would you please tell us about your spacewalk?
Yes, I'd be happy to. We cleaned and repaired the Hubble telescope.
Oh, and is that when you did your spacewalk?
Yes.
How did you prepare for it?
First, we had to get into spacesuit. They are very thick and carry all the oxygen we need to breathe. The suit also has hot and cold water, so it can warm us if it's too cold or cool us if it's too hot. So it's very heavy.
Is it dangerous to leave the spaceship?
Yes, indeed. When we leave, we go into a small room. We have to wear gravity boots to walk there. We close the door behind us and then open the door to space. Then our gravity boots stop working and we fly out of the door.
What does it feel like in space?
Very strange. There is no gravity, so doing any job is very tiring. And we can fly like feathers.
What happens if you fly too far from the spaceship?
You'd never get back. So we tie ourselves to the spaceship with a special rope.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
Now listen again, please.
Hi, Mr. Li Yanping. Would you please tell us about your spacewalk?
Yes, I'd be happy to. We cleaned and repaired the Hubble telescope.
Oh, and is that when you did your spacewalk?
Yes.
How did you prepare for it?
First, we had to get into spacesuit. They are very thick and carry all the oxygen we need to breathe. The suit also has hot and cold water, so it can warm us if it's too cold or cool us if it's too hot. So it's very heavy.
Is it dangerous to leave the spaceship?
Yes, indeed. When we leave, we go into a small room. We have to wear gravity boots to walk there. We close the door behind us and then open the door to space. Then our gravity boots stop working and we fly out of the door.
What does it feel like in space?
Very strange. There is no gravity, so doing any job is very tiring. And we can fly like feathers.
What happens if you fly too far from the spaceship?
You'd never get back. So we tie ourselves to the spaceship with a special rope.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.